Right, so it's my pleasure now to introduce the five speakers this morning. Our first speaker is Birger Predat, a political economist whose work addresses labor from an anthropological and cultural studies perspective. His 2000 publication, Arbeit an der Arbeit, or Working on Work, examines the ways in which the primary forms of labor have shifted from production to communication. He has written in a 2009 book on political economy. The book itself is on political economy, and he wrote about Transformationsgüter, or transformational goods or commodities, describing how, for instance, people are turned into products. And in his 2012 book, Akteure, Verträge, Netzwerke, or Actors, Contracts, and Networks, he looks both to the future of work and the history of economic thought. He'll start the panel with a discussion of labor's key terms in relation to forms of material and immaterial labor. Our next two panelists, Christina Noel Brinkmann and Wolfgang Beidenhoff, will take the stage together. Christina Noel Brinkmann is both a filmmaker and a scholar of film studies. In addition to showing her films in numerous festivals, she has published widely on the history of cinema, including Hollywood films, documentaries, feminist films, and on Harun Farocki's work for the journal Film Critique. Wolfgang Beidenhoff is a film theorist who has published on Russian formalism and the roots of structuralist filmmaking. He leads a long-running research project called Mediality in the Body, the Face in Film, and his most recent project deals with historical figuration in filmic images of the masses. They will each carry out a close reading of, among other details, the physical gestures of pointing and direction that highlight labor as the subject of the films we've just watched. Our third presentation of this morning will be given by John Acumfra, who is a London-based artist and cultural activist who has shown his documentary and feature films around the world. He's widely known as a co-founder of the Black Audio Film Collective in 1982. His 1986 film essay, Handsworth Songs, has had a major impact on contemporary British film, and his documentary film, The Stuart Hall Project, premiered at the Sundance Film Festival in 2013. He's directed several projects that treat the theme of labor in the era of industrial decline in the UK. For his contribution to today's panel, John Acumfra will concentrate on one of the films from Labor in a Single Shot, one that we just looked at. Finally, the fourth presentation will be delivered by Bernhard Siegert, a media theorist based at the Bauhaus University in Weimar and the current head of a research group pursuing an ongoing project on media and mimesis. He has written historical accounts of the emergence of various forms of media since the early modern period and beyond, as I learned in our discussion before the panel today. Just this month, his 2011 book appeared in English translation as Cultural Techniques, Grids, Filters, Doors, and Other Articulations of the Real. For his contribution to today's panel, he will talk about Robert Bresson's 1959 film Pickpocket, before examining two of the Labor in a Single Shot films. With that, I would like to invite Birger Predat to come to the stage and begin our presentations. Thanks.